Froggy.
Yeah, I'm stuck out here on I-24.
Have you built a snowman yet?
Nope, I was just calling to tell you it sucks, though.
So there's a snowman by mile marker 60?
Yes, snowman at mile marker 60.
What's it look like?
It's a little guy with three balls, a hat, a sign on it that says something, and two stick arms.
Did you build it?
No, I didn't build it. I just drove by and saw it, and I just heard y'all say something about snowmen, so me and my girlfriend, we've been on the lookout for them.
Oh, man. Well,
yeah.
Did it look good, though? Did it look good? Or
yeah.
Was it
Yeah. It was definitely picture quality.
It wasn't poorly constructed, in other words.
No, it was a good one.
The best and most country for you, 103.7. Kenny Chesney, no shoes, no shirt, no problem. Good morning, everybody. I'm Pete Moss. I've got Dolly Parton with Brad Paisley, Montgomery Gentry, and Jason Aldean's brand new one all coming up for you this hour. Plus, we're going to play Common Pond here in a little while. Your chance to win coming up. Here's George Strait now. She Let Herself Go on the best and most country. We're Froggy 103.7. The best and most country, Froggy 103.7. There's a Froggy flashback from Aaron Tippin. Ain't nothing wrong with the radio at 9:53. Hey, everybody, it's Pete Moss. And, of course, you know what's going on this weekend. And I know you're excited to come on out to the RSEC in Murray. The 2006 Froggy 103.7 in Briggs and Stratton Home Lawn and Garden Show. Come on out. Lots of stuff to go on out there. One of the fun things we did last year that's back this year, and it doesn't really have anything to do with the home lawn and garden side of things. You know what's going to be there, and you know that's going to be fantastic. But just in case you need to bring the kids out to have some fun, too, we have the rock wall back. And I enjoyed this. Jumpin' Jason and I raced last year, and I'm not proud to say that I lost miserably. So you can come on out, climb the wall, see what they have to offer, because there's all kinds of vendors out there. Just anything you could possibly imagine. Bring the kids, too. Mr. Froggy's going to be there. We got freebies for you, and we got a play area for them. There's no reason for you not to come on out. It's absolutely free this year at the RSEC in Murray. We'll see you there all this weekend with the best day in most country, Froggy 103.7. Cover the Weather Hermit's Frogcast, calling for rain and snow today. Gonna be nasty. The high of 39. Tonight, snow with a low of 27. Don't know much about accumulation, just don't know how it's gonna work out yet. Tomorrow, a chance of snow as well with a high of 33. That's pretty much what it's gonna be all weekend, so sorry. It's 34 in Trimble, 35 in Bell City, and at your listening pad, Taco John's in Murray, it's always 103.7.
Froggy.
Hi. I was calling about the tonsils.
Yeah, you got your tonsils out yet?
Yeah. In fact, I am Brittany and Carissa's teacher.
Is that true?
Yes, this is Miss Miller.
Well, they're doing a great job over
here.
Well,
I heard them on the radio.
I appreciate you sending them over here to bug me.
Yeah. I was 27 years old.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I had my tonsils taken out, and it was very bad. It was pretty rough.
Was it just miserable, or...
Well, let's put it this way. It was worse than having a baby.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me that.
The pain just lasted so long.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and I have three children, and two of my children had their tonsils taken out when they were little, and so I can say from seeing them, theirs was much easier to go through than mine was.
Now, have you had your wisdom teeth taken out?
Yes, I have. I was about 16 or 17 years old.
Comparable at all?
It was better than having my tonsils taken out.
So now that I'm going to get my tonsils out, and I'm 23, so mm-hmm. so I'm kind of an older person that says they have problems with. Am I going to be able to say, you know, when I'm later on and I'm married and stuff, and my wife says, "Oh, you don't know how this feels. I'm about to have a baby." I can say, you know what, I felt worse.
You just tell her you understand what pain is.
Thank you so much for calling today.
Okay, you tell Brittany and Carissa hi.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Froggy.
Yes, I was calling about the tonsils thing.
You got yours out?
No, my husband did when he was 20.
Oh, yeah?
He was in so much pain.
Now, guys don't have a very high tolerance for pain. That's one reason why I'm procrastinating. Now what was his main problem? What did he hate the most?
The sickest thing was puking up the blood, but he couldn't talk, and we got married like a week later.
Oh. Was he able to say, "I do"?
He took a lot of painkillers.
I bet. I know the feeling. I'm on those right now. It's fantastic.
He was barely able to say I do.
The best in most country, Froggy 103.7. Here is Grammy winner Keith Urban. Tonight I Want to Cry on the best in most country, Froggy 103.7. Kermit the Weather Hermit's Frogcast calls for sunny skies today with a high of 49. Tonight clear with a low of 25. And tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 51. In Dover, it is 42. In Marion, it's 43. And in our listening pad, T&K Child Care in Tennessee, it's always 103.7. Best in most country, Froggy 103. Hey, today's Froggy friend is Keith Starks of Elmo, and today is Keith's birthday as well. So make sure to tell him to have a hoppy one from everyone here at Froggy 103.7. Best in most country, Froggy 103.7. My baby loves me just the way that I am, and the way I am is getting on out of here. Oh, Pete Moss heading on out, leaving things up to Amphibian once again. Sorry for leaving so early. And once again, I'm getting confused. I'm sitting here thinking, it's 12 o'clock. It's time for the all-request lunch. No, it's really not. It's really just 11, and it's really just time for Amphibian to come in. Amphibian, how are you?
I'm good. You are messed up, though, Pete Moss, because I just offered you some dark chocolate, and you said no.
I don't enjoy the dark chocolate, but thank you for the offer.
All right. Well, hey, it's Sabrina's, so help yourself.
Are you psyched about the home show?
I am.
I am, too. I am so ready for it. Have you been to a home show yet?
No, I haven't. That's why I'm excited, because I don't know what's going to happen. But you've been before, haven't you?
Yeah.
All right, so you can tell me all about it.
Well, I'll let you go for yourself. What time do you get off?
I'm going to be leaving here at probably around 4 or so,
well,
4 or 5.
Well, it won't necessarily start then. Everybody's allowed in at 5. So that's when people are going to start filing in. But you get to go there early and get to talk to the vendors and stuff like that. And you get to go by and you see what all they have to offer before everybody else gets there.
Right. Scope the place out.
Exactly.
That's what I'll do.
I invite everybody to go out there at 5 o'clock. As soon as you get off work, head on out to the RSEC in Murray, as it will be some frogtastic fun. And bring the kids, too. All kinds of stuff for them to do up there as well. Mr. Froggy's going to be there, play area. All kinds of cool stuff. Head on out to the RSEC in Murray all of this weekend with the best and most country, Froggy 103.7. The best and most country, Froggy 103.7, Neil McCoy's brand new one. It's called Last of a Dying Breed. That's from his That's Life CD, new from him. And something you might not know about Neil McCoy, I didn't know it. I found it pretty interesting when I found it out. He's been through like 3 name changes. He was born Hubert Neil McGoy. Can you imagine the telemarketing calls he got when he was a kid? So when he got his record deal, he changed it to McGoy, McGoy. And then I guess that was still too confusing. And a lot of, you know, it's still an uncommon name. So he changed it again to McCoy. And after 10 albums in 15 years, it's pretty well stuck. So Neil McCoy doing his job to make the telemarketing people not sweat so much when they give him a call. Kermit's Frogcast next on Froggy 103.7. Froggy, who's this?
This is Jan Carter.
Jan, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful. Let me ask you some questions here.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All I'm asking is 2 out of 3 right.
Okay.
And if you don't get that, I'll give you 2 out of 4.
Okay.
Here we go. Before Desperate Housewives, Terry Hatcher starred in Radio Shack ads with this Super Bowl champion. Who is he?
Howie somebody.
Give me a last name.
Oh, I can't think of his last name.
Howie?
Howie.
We'll come back.
With the flat top.
With the flat top. I'll come back to it.
Okay.
Because you might learn it. I'm going to give you partial credit on that one.
All right.
Here's the next question. True or false? More guacamole is eaten on Super Bowl Sunday than any other day of the year. True or false?
I'll say true.
You're going to say true? Are you sure about that?
No, I'll say false.
You're going to say false? Okay. Yeah, you're right. Because it's second behind Cinco de Mayo. People didn't think about that one. You're absolutely right on that one. All right, so here's number 3.
Okay.
And you could just win it right now. We don't even have to go back to the Howie question.
I think I want to say Mandel, and it's not.
You're right. I would not say Howie Mandel if I were you. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Which recent Super Bowl winning quarterback dated Hollywood Party Girl starlet Tara Reid?
I don't have a clue on that one.
You don't have a clue on that one?
I really don't.
Answer, Tom Brady.
Okay.
Should I
go back to Howie?
We might be able to. You don't know it yet, do you?
I really do. I can describe him. I can tell you all about him. He does those commercials, and he does the halftime stuff. And
all right, let's go back to this one. Before Desperate Housewives, Terry Hatcher starred in Radio Shack ads with this Super Bowl champion. Who is he? Howie Blank. Okay, so he's a quarterback. What kind of passes would he throw?
Long.
Howie Long. You're right. Congratulations.
Yay.
You just picked up a Desperate Housewives Dirty Laundry game from Sweet Pea's Prize Closet. Tell me how you're feeling.
Oh, I'm feeling froggy now.